and Ben Show.
And it starts right now.
And a beautiful morning in Happy Valley as the New York Giants get set to play this Monday night. I'm not feeling well. My voice is gone. We have the TikTok star who went viral again last night because the New York Jets blew a game. And that's where we're going to start. Buck Showalter is gone and fired, and in my opinion, was fired in the wrong way. The Yankees are staying the same. There's a lot to get into on this beautiful day in Happy Valley. But first, let's bring in the TikTok star, the main eventer, the ratings booster, Ben Wasserman. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, Benny, thanks for the kind words. I'm doing good. I hope the fans are doing good. The second day of October, I said on my podcast this morning, this is the best time in sports. Hockey season is starting up soon. We got football season in full swing. MLB playoffs tomorrow. It doesn't get any better than this. And Benny, my voice is going through it. I mean, when I woke up this morning, so I got a quick story for you. When I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock, I take the bus at 7:20. So that gives me not 20 minutes. It gives me about 10 because I still have to walk and whatnot.
Walking is important.
Walking is very important. But my roommate was in the living room. And he tried to talk to me, and I was, one, in a rush, and two, didn't have a voice. I think whatever I said just, like, didn't come out of my mouth. Like, I don't even think he understood what I said because my voice was that damaged from last night. But it's doing a lot better now. It's still a little hoarse. It doesn't hurt, but it's a little hoarse. But, yeah, we got to get into that game last night because, man, oh, man, I mean, I want to start with the positives, and then we'll get to the negatives. There's a lot of negatives, one being Taylor Swift, the other being the referee.
Before we get into that, my friend Higgins last night posted on his Snapchat, he's one of your biggest fans, something very funny about Taylor Swift and Saturday Night Football. I almost said baseball, but our season's been over since June, at least the Mets. But
Yankees,
I just had
July.
I'd say June, too, and they made no changes, funny enough. They're bringing back everybody. We'll get into that. But just very funny tweet. Go ahead.
Oh, so yeah. The positives. Zach Wilson looked like a great quarterback. If you look at the stats, he outperformed Patrick Mahomes in the first half and in the second half. Now, he did fumble the ball in the fourth quarter. He blamed it on himself.
That is his fault.
It is his fault. Did it end up costing the game? No, yes. The refs did. But
No. All right, I'll let you say what you have to say about the rants of refs. And I want you to rant because last night your rant on Twitter. Check out at Ben Wasserman for the rant. Very funny.
It got cut off. I can't post more than a minute videos on Twitter. The full video is on TikTok at Ben the Sports Guy.
A big plug there for the TikTok star. I'm not as big as him on social media, so my social medias don't matter. But I want you to go off because I feel like you had a little time to digest it. I don't think the refs cost them the game last night, but I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, I still want to start with the positives. The positives is that Zach Wilson looked great. Zach Wilson looked like the guy who we expected when we drafted him number two overall, to go toe-to-toe with an amazing team, a great defense, go toe-to-toe with Mahomes. He didn't throw any picks. He was dotting up the secondary, that throw to Lazard, the throws to Garrett Wilson, the throw to CJ Uzomah for the touchdown. He looked awesome. But I think we need to give a lot of credit to Nathaniel Hackett, because Nathaniel Hackett allowed Zach Wilson to look how he looked yesterday. Zach Wilson threw the ball 39 times. Going into the game, I wanted the Jets to run the ball, which would chew clock and keep the ball out of number 15's hands. They did the total opposite, but I thought it was amazing. Throw the ball on first down, let Zach Wilson run on the play action passes. I thought Nathaniel Hackett's game plan and Zach Wilson's game was great. The second positive is that even though the defense started poorly, giving up 17 points on the first three drives, they responded from the second corner on by playing a great game.
This is where we disagree. Defense played a terrible game.
They did. Not terrible.
Yes, they did. Because they couldn't get off the field multiple times. And when the Jets
But Jermaine Johnson was getting held. Okay, that 3rd and 22, regardless of the hold, they should have gotten.
What about the other 3rd and 22?
They should have gotten off the field, and I was very disappointed.
They had multiple 3rd and longs.
But between the Jermaine Johnson hold on 3rd and 22, which should have been offset with the defensive holding, so it would have been 3rd and 22 all over again. What are the odds of Patrick Mahomes getting another first down? They're probably very low. And then
Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, I know he's the scariest football player on the planet. And then the 3rd and 8, where I forgot who got the pick, but where Sauce Gardner got flagged for holding. I thought the missed call and the call on Sauce Gardner was absolutely atrocious.
I agree. I do genuinely agree, but, and this is where we disagree, the defense failed the New York Jets. I don't care how many turnovers they got. They got walloped around in the first quarter. Yes, they made adjustments, but when the Jets had all the momentum in the world, they gave up 3 points.
Yeah. That, I mean, that was kind of a killer. And then also, and then the Chiefs had the ball for the last seven and a half minutes.
Hold up. That was what I was going to say, but, and sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Patrick Mahomes coming out of the two-minute warning. It's third and eight.
Mm-hmm. And he runs for nine.
He runs for nine, and the Jets made no adjustments. They made no adjustments. This vaunted 85 Bears defense made no, and I'm going to keep calling them that because that's what they want to be called. They made no adjustments.
Yeah.
No adjustments.
Listen, when number 15 has space, he always gets it. And I feel like we underappreciate how good Mahomes is with his legs. We always watch the highlights of him throwing on one foot or him throwing in between three players. But in the biggest games, I feel like Mahomes uses his legs to really put the icing on the cake. That's what he did last night. I mean, it was just a blow. And that referee, listen, I went on TikTok and I made a whole rant saying he should be fired.
I want you to rant about the refs. I've been waiting for this.
I went on a rant saying he should be fired. I will say this. It is a little mean to call for people's jobs, but the reason
you
I'm mad.
He should be fired! And his friend, he should be fired!
To quote Ben Watson before.
The guy with the white hat.
Yeah. The white hat! Who wears a white hat?
That was the best part.
And the announcing was terrible. I don't know. You and Frank the Tank yesterday. Frank the Tank with Tony Romo.
Oh, man. Chris Collinsworth. How many times does Chris Collinsworth have to mention that if Aaron Rodgers was in the game, that they would have had two more touchdowns? Hey, Chris Collinsworth, he wasn't in the game.
He was there.
He was there in the owner's box taking notes on his phone.
And you knew, by the way, he was coming because he can't. He's a spotlight junkie. That's what he is. He's a spotlight junkie. Oh, Taylor Swift's going to take over my house, even though it's Giant Stadium. But anyway, my house, no.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Hey, I'm telling you, I know this is way off topic. He's going to be back before the season's over.
Oh,
he's walking
God.
2.5 weeks after one of the hardest leg surgeries you could ever have. It's crazy. But Spotlight Junkie, I do love that name for Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, back to that ref.
Come on, that is fair.
Should he be fired? Probably not. I don't like talking about people's jobs and how they make their money.
You said the whole crew should be fired. Basically, you said...
But this is why I'm mad, Betty, because referees should not dictate the ending of a game. They should not take the ball out of other players' hands. And in the Super Bowl, people were complaining about this. But I thought in the Super Bowl, one, it wasn't an egregious call. It was probably a good call. And two, I didn't think that call dictated the game because that Eagles... defense gave up 40 whatever points and the game was more over. I thought yesterday.
I don't know about that. If that Super Bowl game was over.
Well, they would have kicked a field goal.
But it would have been a 6-point game. You're in the same situation.
It was under the 2-minute warning though, right?
They would have gotten the ball back. It was third and goal. That's why everyone was flipping out.
Yeah, I thought yesterday's call was a little bit more egregious.
All right, I think that's just because you're a fan.
You don't think it was?
No, because he still would have gotten the first down. People forget that. He still would have gotten the first down.
What do you
ran
mean?
For 20.
No, it was a pick.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think this is what I think. He saw the flag was being thrown. If you look at the replay, he was getting set to run, and he had a clear lane to run. I did watch this over.
Oh, you're talking about the third and 22.
I'm talking about the first third and 22.
Oh, I was talking about... the Sauce Gardner penalty.
I'm also talking about that, too. Mahomes threw the ball away once he saw the flag go down. You can literally see. He's like, flag? Okay, throw it away. And then it just got picked off.
I don't know. I could have sworn that flag was thrown after the interception. But regardless, my main issue is taking the ball out of the hands of the Jets, giving them an opportunity.
I agree. But you still had your opportunity. The Jets defense quit. They couldn't stop Patrick Mahomes on third and eight. Everyone knew it was either going to be a run, a QB run, or a regular run, and they couldn't stop him. Do we agree on that?
Yes, I agree. And, you know, I do have to give some bash. As much as I love, not love,
and
as
by
much
the way,
as I...
the Jet offense played a terrible first quarter.
Yes, no doubt about that. they got gifted by a safety, which kind of generated everything.
Yes.
Which, by the way, that guy, Juwan Taylor, I don't know how he still has a job.
He
was the most penalized tackle, and he gave the Jets like 5 points at least.
Gave them momentum.
Yeah, that guy absolutely stinks. As much as I like Robert Saleh for his emotion, for his leadership, I do want to bash him for this. You got to go for it on 4th-and-1 before halftime. If the Jets go for it on 4th-and-1 before halftime, they probably get it if they give the ball to Breece Hall, and that would be a much easier field goal. Jets lost by 3. They get that 4th-and-1, easier field goal. It's a whole different game. I was very annoyed that he didn't go for it on 4th-and-1. What are your thoughts on that?
They still don't trust Zach Wilson. They still
just
don't.
Hand the ball to Breece Hall.
They don't trust their. I don't think that this offensive coordinator. I think this offense was so built around Aaron Rodgers that they don't trust everybody else. That's
well,
just my opinion.
That is a fact, because Chris Collinsworth, again, he stated 1,000 times. This is what he said. And it's so annoying when you have to say things over and over. He said not only, oh, if Aaron Rodgers would end, he would have made that pass. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, no doubt. He's played over like 500 games. And then second, he's like, this system is so basic with Zach Wilson. It's just three-step drop back, and you look at one option, and when you're at the line of scrimmage, if you don't like the play, then you go to plan B. With Aaron Rodgers, he has 10 different plays and 10 different hand signals. Okay, Collinsworth, what are we going to do about that, dog? What are we going to do?
Dog. Wow.
Can we talk about Taylor Swift? Benny,
I
was contemplating last night changing my passion to Broadway so I can get away from Taylor Swift, or changing my passion to hiking mountains so I can get away from Taylor Swift. I was telling people if the Pope was in the stands, if Jesus Christ was in the stands, Taylor Swift would have still gotten more attention. They were showing her when she wasn't even doing anything. I was so sick of it. Okay, I got it all out.
Wow.
She was literally drinking like every other fan in the stands, and they were showing her. And Benny, this has nothing to do with the game, but the fact that NBC, before the game started, did a Taylor Swift hype-up segment, do they understand, and I'm a big fan of NBC, I might work for them, I don't know, do they understand that they're... That third target market. We have a shadow.
Yeah. What
is your name?
Sophia.
Well, hi. Actually, I know Sophia. I shouldn't have asked for her name. Welcome, Sophia.
Welcome.
Does NBC understand that their market is not Taylor Swift fans? It's football fans. And NBC almost lost me last night. I almost wanted to listen to Bob Rasuzan. I swear.
All right.
Sophia, how was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Yesterday night wasn't good, but Saturday was a great day. Watch Penn State dominate, go 5-0 against the spread.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, okay, well, back to the Jets here.
No, I got to digest what you said about Jesus and the Pope. That I thought my Edwin Diaz forfeit the contract thing in March was controversial. What you just said is like, that is totally out of left field. I love it.
Well, if Higgins is listening, he should have been expecting that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Higgins loves you so much. But, I mean, everything you said about the game was true. I don't agree, though, the Jets would have won.
No, I never said they would have won, but you got to give them a chance.
And I still think you could stop them on 3rd-and-8. And, you know, everything's different.
Did you think Saleh used his timeouts at the end of the game effectively?
No, I thought it was terrible.
I thought he called the first one way too early.
I don't even understand why Chris Collinsworth was defending him there. And he had he's terrible. He doesn't like New York sports teams. It's obvious.
Neither does Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. My grandfather used to tell me this. He's like, you know, Chris Collinsworth does not like the Giants. And he was rooting for the Patriots so hard when NBC had that Super Bowl a few years ago. And when Chris Collinsworth won, he says, oh, now you're going to say something positive about the Giants because they won.
Yeah.
Before you were saying Eli Manning was overrated. Anyway, he said, oh, Robert Saleh is picking the right time to use his timeouts. You don't use your timeouts before 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Before the 2-minute warning,
yes.
And then two after.
Yes. And you would have gotten the ball back. They would have had to run plays, and you never know. Maybe they fumble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's more about Robert Saleh than anything. But.
All right. Recap on the offense. I have another issue. I don't think they use Breece Hall enough.
Yes. I think Dalvin Cook was starting to get it together.
Oh, my God. Can we send Dalvin Cook to the moon? That guy is the slowest running back I have ever seen in my life. 1 yard a carry. Oh, my God. 1 yard a carry. Dalvin Cook is robbing the Jets right now. It would be better if... who did they cut? They cut Bam Knight. Bam Knight for Dalvin Cook. It's crazy. Nah, Dalvin Cook stinks. Get him off the field. But you know who doesn't stink? I mean, how good is 17, Benny? How good is 17?
Garrett Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, that guy is a superstar.
I don't like how everyone is like, oh, he's so great, he's so great. What has he done? He hasn't had his own.
Boy, he had a great game yesterday.
He hasn't had his Odell Beckham Jr. moment yet. He hasn't had any great wide receiver moment yet. I'm just using him because he's...
Nine catches.
He's good. He's good, but he's overrated. I'm sorry.
I think he had a great game.
He had a good game, not a great game. A great game is if they win.
Well,
used to say. By the way, I used to say that about Odell Beckham when he was on the Giants. Oh, Odell had a great day yesterday. It's like, no, they lost by 5 points. They lost by 8 points. He had a good day.
True. I don't mind that, actually. Brees Hall, 6 carries, 56 yards, 9.3 average carry.
I felt like he was getting going yesterday, and the Jets just went away from it because they're like, oh, my God, Zach Wilson, he's passing the ball.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we got to do that. But, you know.
Dalvin Cook, 5 carries, 16 yards, 3.2 average. You could put Nick Singleton, Katron Allen, and Trey Potts all on the Jets offense. They would have gotten more than 3.2 average yards.
I feel like they don't use Dalvin Cook enough. I don't. I feel like he's never on the field.
Because he stinks.
How do you know that?
Because I watched him five times.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten his... Okay. If you give him 15 carries and he does that, yeah, I agree with you. 5 carries isn't enough.
Yeah, it's not enough for... 6 isn't enough for Brees Hall.
I'm saying both, by the way. I'm not just saying one or the other. I'm saying the Jets got away from the running game, and I think they even said this on the broadcast last night, the radio broadcast, because I listened to that a little bit. As soon as they realized, oh, Zach Wilson could actually throw the ball, they got away from it. The run game.
So, Benny, I want to ask you, because I'll actually state my opinion first. As a Jets fan, as much as the loss hurts, I actually view this game in a very positive way. I think Zach Wilson won the locker room back. Locker room has more confidence, and I think they showed that they can make the playoffs even with Zach Wilson as their quarterback.
Who do the Jets play next week?
Broncos, and they need to win.
If they win that game, then I agree with you, but right now, Zach Wilson at this point has to prove it to me again.
Okay.
That's fair, by the way.
Also, I still need to see more from Sauce Gardner.
He stinks.
Mahomes didn't throw the ball to him, but I don't know.
He doesn't stink, but he's, for all the talk he does, and, you know, I think he was the one that said that we are the 85 Bears, too. So, I don't know. I agree with you. He has to do more for how he talks the talk. And I think even Evan Roberts of WFAN tweeted that last night. I mean, this defense, it needs to do a little more.
Got to get some more sacks. Mahomes had so much time yesterday.
Yeah. And they have to get more turnovers. I know they got a couple last night, but that has to continue. They have to continue to get turnovers. That's one thing this defense has struggled with, getting the Jets good field position. And we've seen yesterday, when the Jets had good field position, what they were able to do.
Yep. Sophia, do you want to sit down, by the way?
Yeah.
Benny, do you want Sophia to talk?
I'll turn her mic. All right, we're about to go to break, and then I'll turn
her mic. Wait, I got to say one thing. This is the issue I have with Taylor Swift, and I don't think it's an issue that she created. It's just an issue that, she's so famous that networks and fans can't keep their eyes off of her.
Speak for yourself. I don't pay attention to Taylor Swift at all when she's at the games.
I wish I didn't, but she's on the television. I'm not the technical director.
You're right.
I go to the news section. Sophia, can you confirm I'm on the news section here on Google?
Yeah. By the way, your mic is on.
It is 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of the top 6 storylines have her name in it.
That's overkill. I will agree with that.
That is crazy.
That's overkill.
That is a lot. And I'm a Taylor Swift fan. That's a lot.
Super fan?
I went to her concert, but I love Taylor Swift, but like I also love football, and I never really thought of
crazy
crossing the two. I think NBC and the NFL are going a little overboard.
Thank you.
A little.
From a Swiftie herself.
Not even a little, because like the I don't NFL's even tweeting think her and Travis Kelce enjoy all, like, I don't even know if they would like enjoy all this publicity.
And Travis Kelce stunk last night.
I think the Taylor...
He did.
He did.
Got,
he
what, did. Four catches?
He was pretty much, I think he went 38 minutes, they said last night, without even being targeted.
Six catches, 60 yards, but four of those were in the first half, at least.
Yep. I think that Taylor Swift likes the attention. Well, why are you showing up to the games if you don't like the attention?
Well, unless she wants to hang with Donna Kelce.
State Farm does. The State Farm guy
oh,
does.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Benny, I want to say this, and I don't like the Chiefs. I got nothing against them. I just don't like them. Well, actually, I do like watching them.
I don't.
Not against
but,
the Jets,
let me just say this about the Chiefs real quick. They're not good. They're not as good as everyone thinks.
They have issues.
They
think
have
the Bills
a ton
are better.
Of issues. This is the year where the Bengals, the Bills, the Dolphins, you name it, could take that
Jaguars.
Away. This is going to be an off year. I don't know. Jaguars don't look too good.
Well, they won yesterday, but Isaiah Pacheco, absolute dog. Rutgers born, New Jersey born. Isaiah Pacheco, 20 carries, 115 yards, and he talks the talk.
And he walked the walk. Didn't he get a touchdown yesterday?
Yep, one touchdown.
Wide open touchdown by the great Jets defense.
85 Bears.
85 Bears.
All right.
85 Bears.
Well,
all right.
Zach Wilson looked good. Jets are going to beat the Broncos on Sunday, but I'm still mad at that referee. That's how I sum up the game in like 10 seconds.
They should be fired! Fired!
Yeah, Sophia, did you see my rant?
No.
I could show it to you during commercial.
I think you have to give me a way to put this on the air live. Was there any cursing?
No. I don't really curse that much.
I know, but yesterday you were... When you said, I thought my blood vessel was going to pop out, the first thing I said was, oh my God, this guy is not in a good mood.
I mean,
mood.
Look at the thumbnail.
Yeah, you're already fired up.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It doesn't take that much...
Tell me when you're ready.
All right. Let me turn your... Go ahead. This is the Ben Wasserman rant. There's no cursing, right?
No cursing.
All right, and then we're going to go to break. And when we get back from the break, because as soon as this rant's over, we are going to go to break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about our terrible baseball teams, and we're going to preview the Giant game and do our NFL picks for the week.
Here we go.
You tell him, Sala! You tell him! That guy should be fired! Fired!
Right after the game.
Bombed the Jets! I'm not saying the Jets would have won. We don't know if the Jets would have won. But that referee, whether it's this guy or his team member, should be fired!
That's the best line.
Absolutely fired! Sauce Gardner... Okay, he touched him, but he didn't even hold him. Meanwhile, Jermaine Johnson,
this might be the best part.
22, had all two hands up on him, was wearing his arms, and no call.
That is the best part.
No call. The New York Jets just got robbed. And again, I'm not saying...
Okay, I think we could cut it there, but if you want to see the whole thing, Ben the Sports Guy on TikTok, that referee, do you think Roger Goodell has a call with him today? Like, honest question. Do you think Roger Goodell has a call with him today?
This is what's going to happen. And then we got to play our first Lions Park commercial. This is what's going to happen. We are sorry. The play was wrong. But that doesn't do anything. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
All right. You're listening to the Ben and Ben Show on Calm Radio. It is 10:40 on the dot. So we get
this
back.
Is a special time, Ben. We used to end at 10:40.
Play the sentimental music. Now, we get back. We're also going to get to learn our talk show shadow. We're going to put it on the spot here, just like Game to me. It's not going to be anything bad.
It's
but when we get back, you're listening to the Ben and Ben Show on Calm Radio. Stay tuned.
We are stronger. Lions pride. Stand together. Blue and white. Lions pride. Show the world your Penn State side. Lions pride.
Looking to add some more horsepower to your Wednesday afternoon? Had too much homework to watch the race this past weekend? Just want to learn more about motorsports after playing NASCAR Heat one time? Well, Motorsports Minute is the live show for you. Tune into Calm Radio every Wednesday afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30 to hear Casey Kreider, Ethan Ellis, and myself, Logan Grunewald-Meyer, take you through the best of the burnt rubber from the week.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Ben and Ben Show. We are now going to talk about one of the best sports of all time, football.
You're going to change it in the offseason when we get back. I love that, and that's how it's going to stay. Welcome back to the Ben and Ben Show here on Calm Radio. I hope my voice sounds good today, but I
your voice sounds really good. Were you coaching, screaming, or
no,
doing both?
I'm getting over a cold.
Oh, okay.
So that's why if I don't sound like my normal hyped up self, that's the reason. But I did watch the Jet game. I did go to sleep, but I did wake up for that last drive with Mahomes. Basically,
you woke up right as, like, in the last 7 minutes?
I woke up when the Chiefs got their field goal back. Like, I knew the Jets tied the game.
Oh, okay.
I went to bed for a little bit. Didn't miss that much, obviously, because it was 2020. Saw the Chiefs took the lead, and then watched that fumble, which was terrible on Zach Wilson's part. But yeah. She generally had a good game last night. And, you know, we already went through it. All right. On to the... Do we want to save the Giants till the end of the show?
We'll save the Giants to the end. I think Sophia needs to have her shine on air.
Yourself.
She's a Jets fan, and she didn't say one word, and I feel really bad about it.
Yes. So.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Introduce yourself.
Welcome to the show. My name is Sophia. I'm a freshman here at Penn State. And
from Jersey, New
from
York?
From Jersey, okay. Yeah. I'm from Jersey. And I'm intended a sports broadcasting major, broadcast journalism. And I really like the Jets, and I really like football.
Awesome. Favorite baseball, basketball, and or hockey teams?
Mets.
All right, that's a great transition. Let's talk about the New York Mets, baby. Let's go. All right. Finally, another Mets fan I can talk to. So I genuinely have questions for you.
Okay.
Buck Showalter.
Oh, you stole my thunder.
What'd you say?
Good fire, right?
No, I agree, because there needs to be a whole... Especially I've been a Mets fan since I was a kid because, like, my dad was a Mets fan. But I just really got into it, like, the last, like, couple of years. And I was impressed last year. I was really hyped up for this season. And then it didn't go as I planned. But
yep.
Then I saw they did the whole, they, like, were
new front office
remodeling. So I'm excited for that, but definitely needs some work. Because there's so much talent on that team. And I feel like no one really acknowledges that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent. I agree with you, but David Stearns, we all knew was coming. We knew it from, I think, the moment Steve Cohen took the job. It was either going to be Theo Epstein or David Stearns. And today at 12 p.m., David Stearns will introduce himself to the New York media. I agree that Buck Showalter should have been fired. I feel like the Mets, when the guy's crying his eyes out about how I'm leaving. For the guy to come in and clarify that he got fired, I just feel like, could we just have said it was a mutual parting of ways? But.
Oh, he said fired, right?
Yeah, he came in like.
It's all about the words in business.
It is about the words.
Buck's still going to get paid, I guess. So, I mean, I feel bad for Buck, but I think he had to know this was a 2-year job. I think we all knew once David Stearns came in, Craig Counsell was coming in with him. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
No, I do agree. Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing on David Stearns?
Go ahead.
This guy looks like
talk to the Yankees.
This guy looks like a flat out genius. 38 years old, went to Harvard, went to Columbia Grammar and Prep School from Manhattan. This
Mets
guy
fan.
Looks like his day job is running the Mets. His night job is looking at the stock market for tomorrow morning, and he can make $1 million overnight.
And that's what the Mets need, though, because I feel like Buck, there wasn't enough time for him to like. For him to wait for them to be good. Like, the owners want, answers now. And I feel like David's definitely going to give that to them.
I agree with you. But the Mets season was over, and I'm happy Buck Showalter admitted it yesterday. I guess I'm not happy. When Edwin Diaz went down, one of my famous rants.
It was a really good one.
It was really good.
In March.
It actually got attention to the show. So it was actually a good rant, was when Edwin Diaz went down. And I'm a diehard Mets fan. But we'll have to see where it goes. Genuinely, I'm excited to see where it goes, but there's a lot that has to get done. They need pitching.
Sure.
They do need pitching.
Because I can't see David Peterson again. He stinks. He's one of the worst lefties I've ever seen. I don't care that he went.
One of the worst lefties.
He is John Neese 3.0.
You know who's a better pitcher than him?
A lot of pitchers, man.
Isaiah Conner-Falefa.
Yeah. I don't want to see, what's his name, anymore, Carlos Carrasco. Do not re-sign Carlos Carrasco. They're not. I mean, I can go on and on. Adam Ottavino says, I don't know if I'm going to pick up my club option. This is going to be a tough decision.
Yeah, where's he going to go?
Exactly. Seriously. Where's he going to go? Go away. Leave. But I don't know if you have anything else you want to add.
No, I feel like that's pretty much covers it. I'm like, I got like so disappointed with the Mets that I was just waiting for something to.
Oh, yeah.
Something to happen like that for.
Mets and the Jets. God bless.
I know. Mets, Jets. I like the Rangers for hockey.
Oh, not good.
Well,
I know. He has some tough teams.
He's a Devils fan. That's why he said that. He hates the Rangers.
Devils are going to be really good. I got to say one thing. Rest in peace, Tim Wakefield.
I was going to get to that.
Tragic news.
And the Maple Leafs GM that had MS passed away too recently. I could be some big executive in hockey passed away that had MS. So we remember them today. Let's talk about the Yankees who made no changes yesterday.
Yeah, they're an absolute mess.
We're going to spend 5 minutes on them and then we'll get back to football.
But the Yankees are a mess. Listen, there is two people in the organization that are worthy of having contracts. Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge. Name you one other person, whether that's security, ticket sales, GM, manager, or player, that is worthy.
So Volpe doesn't deserve a contract anymore.
Okay, three.
All right. Severino's gone.
Severino can be sent with that referee to the moon. Carlos Rodon does not deserve a contract. Rodon, zero outs, eight earned runs. And Benny, I need your reaction on this because I think somebody should actually go and help him. He was asked after the game what his offseason plans are, and he said, I'm going away for a long time without my wife and my kids. I'm going away. Dude, your team was not in the playoffs, and your ERA was at six anyway. You giving up eight runs doesn't really affect – it shouldn't really affect how you think that much. Like, you had a terrible season.
Yeah, I agree. He's going away.
He is such a...
I told you at the time that was a risky signing. We didn't have a show. It was a month before our show started, but I said that was a risky signing.
That could go down. I mean, only 1 year in. I don't want to talk too bad about it, but that could go down as the worst Cashman signing of all time.
It
could even be worse than the Stanton trade.
What about Jacoby Ellsbury?
Yeah, but I don't think Ellsbury was as important as Rodon is to this team. Who else had a terrible year? Basically everybody. Stanton, Rizzo couldn't stay healthy. I actually saw this. I have no way I'm going to be able to find it, but half of the Yankees starting opening day roster did not finish with the team, whether that's because injuries, suspensions, or whatever it is.
Suspensions?
Yeah, Domingo Germán. There was a relief pitcher, Jimmy Cordero. Half of the opening day roster did not finish with the team. I mean, that is really bad.
And Brian Cashman sticking around, baby.
Brian Cashman sticking around. Aaron Boone sticking around. And we're just
they asked their hitting coach to come back.
Sean Casey. I actually do like Sean Casey, but he hasn't really
clean
done much.
Clean house. The Yankees are like the New York Giants of 3 years ago. They refuse to clean house, and that is why they are a failure organization right now. They need to clean house. I don't care that they have 27 rings. That was like almost 20 years ago now. That's a huge drought for the Yankees.
Massive drought. Aaron Judge says he has plans. Aaron Judge could be the manager. He can be the new Adam Gase, manager, coach, player. Just give it all to Judge.
I didn't know Adam Gase played. No.
He thought he played.
He thought.
No motion. No, but Judge has plans. I don't know. I'm not really excited for the offseason. I'm not excited for next season unless I don't even know what the Yankees need to do for me to be excited.
Go get Hader. Go get Josh Hader for the... That should be the Yankees' number one target.
Josh Hader? He's a stud.
He'll be your closer.
But we don't have a lineup.
Well, the Yankees, I would love the Yankees to go out and get a bat. They should go get Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. I feel like, he doesn't hit for contact that much, though.
The Yankees, but he had like almost 30 home runs this year.
Actually, Cody Bellinger had a .307 average.
I was
Josh
about to
Hader,
say.
Cody Bellinger, and we win a World Series next year.
Okay, let's just.
Okay, I take that back. Yeah. But Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman are going to run this ship into the ground.
No, I blame how Steinbrenner stinks. He's not a good owner.
Yep.
He's too. Oh, he's like my brother, Brian Cashman. How could I fire my brother? I don't know. If my brother was that bad, I'd say, all right, you're done. You're fired.
Would you fire me if I was if I forgot to play Lions Pride?
Calm Radio might fire you before I do.
What if I just gave horrendous takes about the Giants?
You've done that before too. Not that my takes have been any better.
You know what's so sad though? Like, starting on Tuesday, I haven't watched, this is going to sound really bad, I haven't watched playoff baseball in a long time where the Yankees aren't in it. Like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, because usually the Mets aren't in it, so then I kind of just watch the Yankees, and because New York's New York, but...
Wait, you root for the Yankees to
win? I don't
win?
Root no, for she them, said watch. I just watch them, because, yeah. Like...
I had to clarify that.
No, yeah. So, but now it's like, I'm not really sure what to do.
And Benny, I was looking at these teams, the Diamondbacks, Marlins, what are these teams? I thought this was the playoffs.
Last year, the Mets were smoking the Marlins, and now...
The Mets?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, and now the Marlins are in the playoffs. Well, I mean, half the league gets in the playoffs. Just not our teams.
Yeah, I will say this. The Mets have always played bad against the Marlins.
They beat them on opening day.
I have bad... Okay, one time... 07 and 08 will never die in my heart.
Yeah.
I could go into many, many rants about how the 2016, the Mets got in the playoffs, but they almost didn't get in because of the Marlins.
I think before we get to football, we do some MLB picks, but not for the whole postseason.
Excuse me.
Maybe just for the wild card round that starts tomorrow. Thoughts?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Rangers, Rays. I think the Rays win in two. It's 2 out of 3, correct?
Yeah, the Rangers don't have any good pitching.
Yep. Blue Jays, Twins. I don't even know how these teams are in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Twins because I absolutely despise the Blue Jays. Mm.
That's thinking with your heart.
Twins in three.
It's Blue Jays. Blue Jays have a better lineup.
D-backs, Brewers. Corbin Burns pitching?
Brewers, D-backs have fallen off. They're out of gas. They snuck in with 4 straight losses.
Oh, wow. They're going to get swept. Phillies are going to sweep the Marlins.
Nope. Marlins are going to win.
Wow. I think the Phillies can win the World Series.
They're not that good.
Sophia, your picks.
For the whole thing or just the Philly take?
Just these 4 wild card games.
Okay. I think the Rays are going to get them and in 2. And I think that the Twins are going to get it, and it's not just because I don't like the Blue Jays, it's just because I don't think they're good.
Fair.
And let's see, Diamondbacks and Brewers. Brewers, definitely. The Diamondbacks are not, they shouldn't even be in the wild card round. They shouldn't even be considered. I've haven't heard about them in years, I feel like. And Marlins, Phillies, I think, as being from New Jersey, I do think the Phillies are good. So I think they'll beat the Marlins, which it hurts to say, being a Mets fan, that I think that the Phillies are good. But I have to go with
they're good.
Head, not my heart.
All right. That's the baseball talk.
The Phillies can't hit lefty pitching.
Jesus Luzardo, you're scared of him? They have Bryce Harper.
What, are you from Boston now?
I just like saying it. I just genuinely
I know you do.
Saying it.
I know you do. No, I that's my upset pick. There's always one upset pick in every sport weekend. That's it. You heard it here first.
Wow.
From the varsity manager himself.
State College might burn down.
Philly might burn down.
All right, what do you want the Mets to do quickly? David Stern, first day in the office. He's going to get his coffee. What do you want him to do?
Don't say anything stupid. Don't pull a Steve Cohen and say 3 to 5 years. I think Gary Cohen said it best yesterday. The old Brooklyn Dodgers saying is, "Oh, wait till next year, folks." Well, Met fans don't want to keep waiting.
Yeah, I'm tired of waiting. I've been waiting.
I've been waiting my whole life.
Yeah.
I put up with so much garbage from this organization, whether it's the thumbs down, the Wilmer Flores crying on the field, the injuries. Mr. Met flipping us off. I could go on and on and on. I can't take that garbage anymore. I just want an organization that's...
Sorry.
That's
Penn State men's hockey released their captains for the season. I might have known about this before, but it's official now. And that's what I was watching.
All right. What are they talking about?
Oh, about the garbage Mets product.
Oh, yeah. There's so much garbage.
I know.
It's so bad. And I can go on and on and on. Dorjani Valdespin. I mean,
who?
He was a Met player from 2012 to 2014. Was decent, then took steroids. Frankie Rodriguez, who was arrested and was put in Mets jail for beating up his father-in-law in the clubhouse after a game. Do you want me to go on and on and on? I could go on. I just want
to. Anything worse than. Okay, listen to this. The Yankees had Domingo Germán. He threw a perfect game.
Probably did.
And then got into a fight with Aaron Boone in the clubhouse and others. And I don't even know where he is now. I don't know how long you stay in rehab, but. Hopefully he's getting help and getting better.
I don't know.
Alcohol rehab, what is it, 90 days? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
I don't know where to go off of that.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know
now.
Where to go off of that.
But he threw a perfect game. I mean, this Yankee season was crazy. You come in with World Series expectations, then everything falls flat, but then you have a perfect game.
Welcome to the Mets world, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been every year with Steve Cohen.
Yep, true.
Except 2021. That was a. Ooh, oh, you want me to go into rat and raccoon incident? I mean, I could go on and on.
Nope, that's okay. I think the fans want football. By the way,
fans don't deserve football. This is a therapy session for me.
Any other club guys listening today?
Yeah, the whole team's probably listening.
Yeah, Sophia, you are shattering, and you're actually on the number one talk show in Com Radio.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We don't know that.
We have over 100 active listeners at all times.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably like 20.
You know, 100's pretty good. 100's fair. 100 is fair. All right, Ben. Take us into the break.
All right, ladies and gents. Big, big Giants game tonight. And just like Joe Namath back in 1969, I have a guarantee when we come back.
We are stronger. Lions pride. Stand together. Blue and white. Lions pride. Show the world your Penn State side. Lions pride. You're living, you're loving Lions pride. Oh, reach higher. Lions pride. Lions pride. Show the world your Penn State side. Lions pride. You're living, you're loving Lions pride.
Listening to the Ben and Ben Show on Com Radio from 10:10.
That was right. It's not 10:10 to 10:40. I don't know why that's in there. But all right, welcome back to the Ben and Ben Show. You're listening to the Ben and Ben Show from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. here on Com Radio.
We almost lost all of our fan base.
We'll never lose our fan base.
Nope.
We will never lose our fan base.
All right, the fans are waiting on my guarantee. Just like Joe Namath. Oh, by the way, I got to speak on Joe Namath here. Ben, last week you told me to follow him on Twitter, and I did. And my goodness, it is a game changer when you go into a game, because as a fan, you're part of the game, yeah. So it takes a toll out of you. When you go into the game and I do my pregame meditation, national anthem.
Oh, my God, you do meditation?
Anyway,
give me a break.
When I watch, not watch, when I see Joe Namath on Twitter saying a positive thing or saying a negative thing, it just amplifies everything. He's a must-follow on Twitter. And, Benny, thank you so much for that. Okay, just like Joe Namath back in 1969, I have a guarantee tonight. Guarantee. The Giants are going to win.
Come on.
The Giants, and this is why the Giants are going to win. I usually just like to say my guarantee and then just let people think. This is why the Giants are going to win. First off, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. Saquon Barkley not being in the game, people are going to over-exaggerate that. He's a great player, one of the best players they have, best offensive player.
No, Andrew
They're
Thomas
be able to survive. Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, 2 weeks to prepare. Seahawks defense.
Do I trust Mike Kafka?
Seahawks defense, 27th in the league. In EPA per play, don't really know what that means, but 27th in the league is not good. 26th in the league in success rate. That Seahawks defense is awful. Daniel Jones is going to cook them. Opposite side, do we think the Seahawks offense is as good as maybe they've shown? I think they're good. I don't think they're as good as they've shown. They played the Panthers, Lions, and the Rams, and they've beaten the Rams. They've beaten the Lions and the Panthers.
Lions are good.
The Giants have played the Cowboys, 49ers, and the Cardinals. two of the top three teams in football with the 49ers and the Cowboys.
How about the Cowboys?
Must-win game at home.
How about them Cowboys?
Prime time. And if they lose, their schedule in like the next month is a gauntlet. If they lose tonight, the playoff chances go to zero. They're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I think they know that a lot's on. Also, they know good competition now because, like you said, their schedule has been a lot more like competitive than the Seahawks' schedule. So I feel like they've grew to that, and now they know what they need to do. They know what they need to put on the field to beat the Seahawks because they knew what they didn't work against the Cowboys or the 49ers.
Nothing worked against the Cowboys.
Nothing worked against the Cowboys, but
we don't want to talk about that.
I definitely have. I don't think I always like root for the underdog, and I also don't think the Giants are like that bad. Like I think I'm the only one. But
no, I don't think they can make the playoffs anymore. But I don't.
Whoa! Let the Giant fans speak on this.
True. Sorry.
I am a Jets fan, so maybe this is just.
No, I like everybody's opinion, but the Giants are. Go ahead.
Giants have like a lot of talent, and I think they make good plays. And I just think it's that in the end they always come up short. But like they made that huge comeback. Like I think they have it in them.
They got that dog in them. You're saying
they have the dog in them.
Brian Daboll. Okay, this is why I like Robert Saleh more than Brian Daboll.
Robert
Saleh is able to run up and down the stands. You don't see Brian Daboll doing that. That's how you know Saleh has more dog in him.
Are you making fun of fat people? Because you're talking to a fat guy right here, a big out of shape guy right here.
But why? If Brian, could you imagine if Brian Daboll chose
grammar?
I can't speak. Chose to run up and down the MetLife Stadium seats. They would love him. That is the one critique with Brian Daboll is that he doesn't run up and down MetLife to get his team ready.
I love Brian Daboll because he wins. Okay, Robert Saleh doesn't win. I'm just being honest. I mean, what has Robert Saleh won? Has he won Coach of the Year?
He won preseason best team of the year in regards to hype and social media fame.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Benny, I need your thoughts. Let me just say this.
Let me just say this about the Giants. They will win. They're going to beat Miami, and they're going to lose to Buffalo. Miami is not that good. They're good, but as Frank the Tank yesterday said, they're coming back down to earth. I couldn't agree with Frank anymore. See you next year, buddy. I could just watch you as a fan now and laugh at you, even though his Tony Romo take yesterday was very funny. Did you see that real quick?
No, what was it?
Okay, so he grabbed Barstool has their little dummies.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed a baseball bat and he started going, Tony Romo, and started hitting it. I thought Frank was going to pass out. The Giants will win. The biggest offensive weapon is not Saquon Barkley, it's Andrew Thomas, and that is the biggest key of the game. Is Josh Azzuto going to give Daniel Jones enough time to block? If he does, the Giants will win. If he doesn't, the Giants' season is over. And I've been honest with you. I've said Seattle's a must-win last week. I sounded much better probably last week than today, but I said that Josh Azzuto and Andrew Thomas, that's the biggest key to me. I thought Andrew Thomas was going to be back. If I could speak, that was very easy to say. But if he's not here, the Giants are. If they don't win, they're screwed.
Yep.
I don't know where the wins are coming from.
It's a big buy low spot. I'm not talking about betting here. I'm just talking about actually like picking games.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's a very week to week league. And look at the Cowboys. Yeah. They lost to the Cardinals. They just blew out the Patriots.
How about them Cowboys?
By the way, next Sunday night, Cowboys 49ers. Can't wait.
What a game.
But
pull up the NFL schedule so we can do the picks.
We'll do. But I was saying, very week-to-week league. I think a lot of people are too low on the Giants. And what I mean by that is they think they're a lot worse than they are. But this is the game where they show up.
I think people are still holding on to the Cowboys loss. But, like, it's the Cowboys. And it's, like, I don't think their reputation for this year should be based all around that one game.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Everyone wants the Giants to fail in the national media. They want to be correct about how Daniel Jones stunk and how was he taken with the sixth overall pick. Everyone wants to be right about that, so they're rooting extra hard for him to fail, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, there's going to be a lot of talks today about how Geno Smith is better than Daniel Jones.
Oh, here we go with that garbage. A guy that's been in the league for 10 years, got knocked out by a Jets player. Let's be honest. Remember he broke his jaw? Remember Fitzmagic?
Yep.
Remember that? The two Jet fans in the room.
You know what I'm worried about, Ben? For the Giants.
By the way, he started for the Giants, too.
He did?
Yeah, he broke Eli Manning's starting streak, and that's what got Ben McAdoo fired.
Hey, there's my boy, Curtis Jacobs, superstar linebacker for our own Penn State University. Anyway.
Oh my God, I didn't know you guys were boys.
No, I'm not boys, but I say hi to him. I'm one thing that I'm nervous about for
the
Giants.
Let me just finish my Geno Smith take real quick.
Okay, you go.
I don't mean to be rude.
Nope, you're good.
But all I have to hear about is, oh my God, Geno Smith this, Geno Smith that. He's so much better than Daniel Jones. What has Geno Smith done in the league? Daniel Jones has won a playoff game. Has Geno Smith won a playoff game? No.
Nope. Spot on.
I'm all for it, by the way, Geno Smith being good. He deserves all the money he gets. But Daniel Jones is better. He's younger. He's faster. He can throw the ball deeper. Daniel Jones will prove it tonight.
Daniel Jones has good throws. Like, he can throw the
ball. Yeah.
And he can make really good plays.
He runs.
He runs, too. I love a quarterback that runs.
Yeah. My quarterback. Our quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers?
No. He runs out of the doctor's office to go listen to dolphins mating noises.
They caught him, on his phone yesterday during the game. They, shot the camera on him. And
yeah,
he was
probably taking notes.
Oh, taking notes. Oh, how?
Looking at pictures of his girlfriend. I don't know.
Oh, whoa!
Anyway, I'm nervous for the Giants' sake about how they're going to be able to cover Metcalf, Lockett, and Smith-Njigba. But Wink Martindale does not care about covering receivers because he sends blitzes every single play.
Real quick, Mike Kafka, don't call plays anymore. Let Brian Daboll call plays.
Yes, I agree.
We saw the difference in play calling between Kafka and Daboll. Give me that. All right. Real quick. We got 3 minutes before we have to do our game picks. What type of music does Ben Wasserman listen to? What's your favorite type of music?
Country.
So is that what you listen to when the Jets are warming up? Is it like...
No, okay. Do you want to hear my... by the way, my chopstick fell out. Oh, my God. Sophia probably thinks I'm a mess. This is what I do before the Jets game. I put on my Joe Namath jersey, and I have my Positive Vibes Only sweatshirt.
And I'm positive
very
last
close
night.
To me. Like, very close to me. But I don't touch it until I need to. So, for example, last night, I didn't touch it until the second half. And then here's my reaction for the people that can't see. This is the last play of the game, and I am holding, clenching my Positive Vibes Only sweatshirt. And I was even showing the camera... And I was like, look, that is my coaching fan style. So I go hands on the knees when it's big play. But before the game, I just do my little meditation session, put on my Namath jersey, and hope for the best. I genuinely say to myself that they're going to lose, and then whatever happens, the positive.
I genuinely cannot believe you do meditation before the games. All right. Sophia, do you have any pregame ritual you do?
I put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
And I love that
I
move.
I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I go, I don't let anyone bother me because I need to watch, I need to be focused, and none of my friends get how, I genuinely like watching the game, it's very important to me, and none of my friends get that. So.
I love that.
You need new friends.
I know, yeah. So I need to find new people that will just understand the dedication, because I'm watching the game, and my friends are like, oh, let's go here, oh, let's do that, I can't leave,
Yeah.
That's me. That is genuinely me to a T. Ben Wasserman knows. We went to a game together. As soon as the game starts, what do? I don't even get up. Ben's like, oh, you want to get food? I said, oh, yeah, I'll order you the food, but you got to go get it. That's really what I said to him.
Yeah, DoorDashed it. Or Uber Eats, so I had to go pick it
up. Yeah, you had to go pick it up. I was like, yeah, go pick it up.
Now, with baseball, the one sport where I don't leave my seat during the game is hockey. But with baseball, I really don't care that much if I miss a few pitches. Just not in the beginning.
Yeah. Baseball I can miss because baseball is a baseball very long game. Football, if you turn away,
you could have missed a pick six.
Could happen or something.
Exactly.
So. All right.
NFL game picks for week number 4/5. Week 4, I already said the Giants. Ben, you got the Giants. Sophia, you got the Giants, too.
I got the Giants,
okay,
yeah.
Let's go to week 5. The game that nobody should be watching, but if you're a Commanders / Sam Howell fan, and if you're a Bears fan who wants Caleb Williams, you will be watching. Bears, Commanders, I take the Commanders.
Commanders.
Jaguars, Bills, huge game.
Bills.
Back-to-back big games for the Bills. Maybe a letdown spot here after they beat the Dolphins. DeMar Hamlin is back. I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
Really?
Benny, what's with the music here?
I'm trying to make it all hot. I'm trying to be you know how they go, da, 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 when they're doing the game.
Oh,
da,
yeah.
Da,
yeah.
Da.
I don't know if it's working.
It's not. But it's funny.
Who do you like the Bills?
Yes.
I think the Bills are...
I'm going to take the Jaguars. I think it... I don't know. I think it's a letdown spot after a big win over the Dolphins. Yeah. AFC East matchup. Saints, Patriots. Give me the Saints.
Saints.
Saints, yeah.
Titans,
Patriots
Colts.
Don't have a quarterback.
I think the Colts are going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the Titans are going to win.
It's a garbage time matchup. If I ever heard one, give me the Colts.
This is going to be a great witching hour ending. Ravens,
witching
Steelers.
Hour. That's a good one.
Ravens, Steelers. Kenny Pickett. Don't Steelers. Know if he's playing.
Steelers. They always.
Ravens as well. Panthers, Lions.
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 Yeah, Lions are good. Texans, Falcons. Let me tell you something. The Texans are an actual good football team. CJ Stroud is the best quarterback right now.
CJ Stroud is very good.
In that draft class.
I feel bad for the Texans.
Why are they? 2-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the Broncos are who I feel bad for.
Oh.
Broncos
yeah.
country.
Well, they did
Let's
win
cry.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but they still, I feel bad.
Give me the Texans.
Give me the Texans as well, but I think that game's going to be really close. Giants, Dolphins. Dolphins are going to hang at least 30 points on them. They're going to win.
Yeah.
Giants.
Of course.
Dolphins are... let me give you my reason because we have time. Dolphins are starting to show their holes.
Oh, I know, but I still think they're a better team than the Giants.
Fair enough.
Bengals, Cardinals. The Bengals need a win more than I need water.
The Bengals need a win, and I would give up my water for them to get a win, I think.
Well, I would not give up
I
my
would
water,
not. I would yeah.
but I would make Joe Burrow walk to me if he wants my water.
I like the Bengals, and I'm very disappointed. I'm very upset by this year.
They're going to get it together.
Cardinals.
Wow. Could you imagine the Cardinals beat the Cowboys?
Cardinals are a lot better than what we thought.
I know. Josh Dobbs is slinging it.
If the Cardinals beat the Bengals...
Then the Bengals aren't making the playoffs.
No. They're not making the playoffs, and then I will have a whole new found of respect for the Cardinals.
Josh Dobbs. Alopecia, stand up. Okay. I like when players... are different than other players. He has alopecia. He's showing that he can be a great quarterback. I think it's a good story.
My brother has alopecia.
It's not easy to deal with.
Yeah, but he has spotty. Anyway.
Eagles, Rams. I think the Rams win.
Really?
Yeah.
Eagles.
I would say Eagles, but who did the Rams play yesterday?
The Colts. They won.
They won.
The Eagles are just a better team. Top to bottom.
They are, but a lot of people said that about the Steelers, and then they got blown out by the Texans.
That's different, though. The Eagles are on a whole different level.
True. True. Jets, Broncos, Jets, but I don't know.
God hoping.
Yeah.
Broncos.
Chiefs, what? Vikings, Chiefs.
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 Cowboys, 49ers.
You 49ers are much 49ers. Better.
49ers as well.
I like the 49ers.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like the 49ers.
I thought the Jets were going to win the Super Bowl.
And then we won't talk about the Monday Night Football game between the Packers and the Raiders. We'll save that for next week. Those are my game picks. That is my show.
Wait a minute. That's not good. That's not your show. That's
True.
Our show.
Our show. Zach Wilson is good. That's the last thing I'm going to say. Ref should be fired.
I was going to say this. So the Jets and the Giants play, because we have another bit to fill, buddy.
Oh, we do?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
So the Jets and Giants play out of week 8. He wants to get out of here. He doesn't like me. But that's besides
the
point.
That is not true, Benny.
He hates people behind the scenes. Anyway, just messing with you. How are we doing this? Are you coming to my apartment to watch the Jets and the Giants, or am I going to yours?
When's the game?
It's Sunday, week 8. So it's a couple weeks away.
The
audience. That was an audience question, by the way.
Ooh, actually, I was going to say, how about we
watch it? I have YouTube TV, so we don't have to watch. You have to watch on whatever you watch it. I have YouTube TV.
Oh,
I do. So we could. So you don't have to watch it on your. You don't have to get it the bad way, the illegal way.
Oh, all right. Sounds like I'm coming to your place.
All right.
Plans unofficial though. You never.
Yeah, you never
advice
know.
Advice for Sophia. You never make plans official until you really have to.
You're right.
You always need that.
I always hit the yeah probably.
Yep. Exactly.
I always hit the probably.
All right. This has been the Ben and Ben Show here on Calm Radio. The head of the table is up next. Pray for my voice. I have to go. Coach.
You sounded good.
I have to go coach baseball.
Pitching?
No, I have. It's varsity manager work. But the club. Congrats to Grant Sheets, real quick, for making the club.
Let's
team.
Go! That's my boy. He's a beast.
He is. He'll be a good bench piece for us. We'll see you next week, gentlemen.
Oh wow!
Well, that he knows his role.
It's okay. He's the strongest guy on the team.
All right, we're running over now. We'll see you guys next week. Where Ben Wasserman is hosting. See you next week.
Zach Wilson is good.